Peter Ashworth and his son James are getting ready to tap a handful of black birch trees scattered on his 20 acres of land. He points to a 35-gallon orange plastic drum.
Yeah, this is, I think, about half full. This is maple here, and we're getting ready to switch over to the birch.
At this time of year, Ashworth says the window for collecting maple sap begins to close, and the birches start flowing.
I try not to drill a tree that's any less than like 8 inches. I don't think it's good for the tree.
In a typical season, Ashworth collects around 200 gallons of sap from the black birch trees. To make syrup, it takes twice as much sap from the birch than it does from maple. But just like maple, the sap goes into an evaporator, which condenses it down to a fraction of its original volume. He then adds sugar to make the syrup.
It's very similar to, I think, maple, but it's probably a little more woody tasting, and I think it's a little more earthy tasting. You know, it's different. It's hard to describe.
Then he uses the syrup as the key ingredient in his home-brewed beer. Its dynamic and rich flavor is not too heavy or sweet. Rather, it's an understated and undefinable quality that keeps his friends asking for more. Ashworth adds hops that he grows himself, but not too much, and ferments it to a respectable 8% alcohol per volume. After a 12-week process from bark to bottle, Ashworth has about 15 gallons of ale and a few gallons of syrup.
There's some things that really shouldn't be in beer as far as I'm concerned, but the idea of birch beer just kind of made sense to me.
It's taken 20 years of experimenting to perfect the beer. Now he's expanding and trying black birch wines. But they're a word-of-mouth thing with his circle of friends. You can't buy them. And Ashworth likes it that way. He tries to keep everything local. And learning the process helps to recover something that was lost in the Prohibition era and with the advent of industrial distillation. Indeed, his outdoor furnace may be built with modern materials, but Ashworth says its primitive configuration is no less effective.
An old sink that's been welded together, so it's a great big evaporator. And we have some cinder blocks on the bottom there, and we just build a fire under it. Works pretty well. Good place to go sit and drink beer and boil sap.
For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.